Hello, Glenn Pugh for AvWeb.com here at NBAA Las Vegas 2013. I'm talking with Jody Noah, who's Senior Vice President, Cessna Single Engine Propeller Aircraft. Cessna has a lot going on this year and next year coming up with their business jet line. The Citation 10 is on track for certification in March of next year, looking at 0.935 Mach, putting it back in as the fastest business jet on the market. And the Latitude is on track for first flight in first quarter of next year. But on the lighter side, Cessna's diesel is getting a lot of attention. It had a little bit of a mishap earlier this year. The TTX is moving forward. The Grand Caravan's moving ahead in China. And the Skycatcher has some news, too. So, Jody, why don't we start out with the Skycatcher? Where is that program now?
Sure. The Skycatcher continues to be a product in our portfolio today. We're continuing to sell that airplane. The light sport market has not taken off quite like what we expected it to, but it continues to be a product in our lineup today.
And as far as the Skylane, can you tell me anything about what happened with the aircraft? It had an off-airport landing, but I understand the program's still moving along.
Absolutely. The program is still moving along. We believe in the diesel technology and believe that that is the way of the future for our piston product lineup. As far as the off-airport landing, we go through an intense amount of testing when we do our flight certification programs. And so, it was just part of the program, obviously not planned, but something that we are working to resolve.
Immediate next steps for the program?
Right now we are working on what our certification plan is. Right now we're looking at an early 2014 certification is what we're anticipating, and then deliveries following shortly thereafter. With that program in it being such new technology, it is running a little bit behind schedule from what we anticipated, but we are very committed to making sure that we do everything that we need to get that technology in our customers' hands and have it be right when it gets there. We want to make sure that we've done everything. SMA is a great partner for us. They're our engine provider. So we're working with them every day to make sure that the product is right for the customer.
Now, earlier today, CEO Scott Ernest mentioned the TTX program as far as getting 10 aircraft out for demonstrators. How's that program moving along?
The TTX is a great airplane. We certified it very late in June of this year, and we've delivered about 20 airplanes so far. And we've got four or five demos in the field right now with another five or six coming out here over the next couple of months. With that airplane, it's really it's an airplane that you want to get people in to fly it. When they fly it, they feel the difference between that and other products out there that are also available. And so that it's a huge selling tool for us to actually be able to get people in the airplane and do the demonstration, because they absolutely love it when they fly it.
Is there anything set up yet, like a tour schedule, any sort of program like that to get the aircraft shuttled around the country and have live events in areas? Or
there's all kinds of that happening right now. Domestically, across the U.S., we have seven different zones for each of our regional sales directors, and so each of them will have airplanes. If they don't already, they'll have them here over the next few weeks. And so they are actively working with our sales affiliates through across the country that actually sell our products, and doing demonstrations with customers at different events that they have also, as well as one-on-one demonstrations with customers as they can schedule them.
Okay, and getting very big, we've got, I think over in China, you've got progress with the Cessna Caravan. What's going on there?
As we've talked about several times with the press over the last year and a half, we've really been working hard on our joint venture in Shijiazhuang. We are establishing a separate joint venture company there that is going to produce the Caravan for sales in China. So we will send over kits and they will assemble and finish up the aircraft there for different markets in the Chinese market. And so we're making great progress with that. It's continuing to move along. We've recently gotten certification through the CAAC for the EX. And so we see a lot of activity going on there, a lot of sales activity. And so we're really excited about what that market means for Cessna.
Do you have to be very flexible with the timetable there because of the government?
You know, we're Yes. It's somewhat unpredictable, but you know, it's something that you work around. Not a lot different than doing business anywhere else in the world, though.
We've been speaking with Jody Noah, Senior Vice President, Cessna Single Engine Propeller Aircraft. I'm Glenn Pugh for AvWeb.com. Thanks for listening.